Chapter 15, Point of Entry. There's an often overlooked piece of the local advertising puzzle that we call your POE, Point of Entry. Your point of entry is defined as, what is it that most first-timers are interested in? This can be a critical element to the success of your advertising. Again, why do most local businesses spend money on advertising? To get new customers or clients or patients. So, let's identify what the newbie is most interested in and then highlight it in your creative message. If you're in a category with a clear-cut point of entry product or service, identifying it and highlighting it can be the difference between advertising that works and advertising that doesn't. Unfortunately, many local advertisers shy away from focusing on their point of entry, oftentimes because it's not their sexiest product or service. For example, I once met with a podiatrist, and I told her I wanted to make her the bunion specialist. She looked at me like I had two heads. She said, "Do you know how long I went to school to be a podiatrist? And you want me to be the bunion specialist?" She definitely did not hide her disappointment in my creative suggestion. I defended my suggestion. "Do you remember our conversation when I was diagnosing your business?" I asked. "My question was, if you see a brand new patient, someone you've never seen in your office before, why are they here?" You said, "Well, it's always one of two things. Either they have an ingrown toenail or they have a bunion." In fact, you went on to tell me that more than one-third of all American women have bunions, mainly because of the types of shoes they wear. Well, if there's this great big population out there, and it's what brings most new patients to you, why wouldn't you be the bunion specialist? This particular podiatrist certainly didn't see herself focusing on bunions in her practice. But if it's what leads to a healthy business and increased patient base, it's worth strong consideration. Why is the point of entry so critical? For a couple of reasons. First, most advertising is designed to acquire new customers. Almost every advertiser spends in order to drive new customers. So, if we can define which product or service brings in most new customers, that would potentially be the focus of the creative. Secondly, it helps us get to the bigger sale. My colleague Don Fitzgibbons, the guru of ads, defines point of entry this way. He says, if you want to sell parrots, advertise parakeets. Why? Because everyone who bought a $1,000 parrot bought a $40 parakeet first. In fact, I once shared Don's point of entry definition in a local advertising seminar. At the end of my session, an audience member came barreling up the center aisle, got right in front of me, and said, "I own a pet store. I'll give you the darn parakeet." In the furniture category, a classic point of entry product is the recliner. Every furniture store owner would love to sell multi-$1,000 dining room sets all day. However, a potentially better new customer driver is the recliner. I was touring a local furniture store in a small town in Wisconsin with the owner, and I'm peppering him with my usual questions. Finally, I asked, if you see a new face in your store, someone who has never been in here before, and they buy something, what did they buy? He immediately replied, "Oh, that's easy. They bought a recliner." "Okay," I said, and then dug deeper. "Do you have a lot of recliners in stock?" He pointed to the next room and said, "That room right there, that's my recliner gallery. I've got nothing but recliners in there." We entered his gallery, and as I overlooked what appeared to be a sea of recliners, I asked, "What do you got in here, like 50 recliners?" "Oh, more than that," he answered. 60, I guessed. "More than that," he said. 70, I estimated. "Probably more than that. I figure on any given day, I have over 80 recliners on the floor to choose from," he said. Bingo. We not only identified his point of entry, but we also discovered his one thing. A great selection of recliners drives plenty of new faces, and a claim of always 80 on the floor establishes a position, a unique selling proposition, an identity in the market that separates him from every other furniture store in town. When I brought back the always 80 recliners on the floor idea, the store owner was a bit reluctant to plant his flag solely in one item. He had plenty of other inventory under his roof that needed to be sold. I explained that in advertising, a rising tide brings up all ships. Meaning, if he singularly focused on recliners and drove new faces through his doors, he'd experience an increase across all his departments. It took a little bit to convince him, but once I had, he embraced my recommendation. His very first version of the creative had him wearing a number 80 Green Bay Packers jersey, proudly announcing, "Leather recliners, swivel recliners, double recliners, reclining sofas, and more. We always have 80 recliners on the floor to choose from, starting at just $299. His always 80 recliners on the floor to choose from became a home run campaign. In your business, do you have a clear-cut point of entry product or service? Can you easily answer, what is it that most first-timers are interested in? The point of entry concept is so important that it's worth doing a bit of research within your organization. Go back and review the last 100 new customer or new client or new patient interactions. What does the data reveal? Review your first visit website traffic. What patterns do you see? Can you identify a point of entry strategy? I'll tell you one category killer that gets the point of entry concept. Guitar Center. Guitar centers are a musician's playground. I love walking into a Guitar Center anywhere in the country and seeing and hearing musicians of all levels banging away on instruments. But take a close look at Guitar Center advertising, and you'll discover that most of their attention is on the beginner. They're masters at introductory packages that include things like guitar, amp, strap, picks, tuner, and a learn-to-play CD, all for under $200. I'm a Guitar Center customer, and I get plenty of Guitar Center direct mail. The front cover features are almost always lower-end beginner offers, especially before the holidays. One additional word of caution, though. Point of entry does not always mean entry level. Be careful not to confuse the two. For example, for the Harley-Davidson dealer who wants to sell more new bikes, the entry-level Harley may not be the point of entry. Men between the ages of 40 and 50 who are rewarding themselves with a new Harley aren't interested in the entry-level model. Even though they're new to Harley, they won't waste time with a smaller model. They'll go right for the hog in the showroom.